This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. We rely on technology to do just about everything. So much, in fact, that you might think jobs in fiber optics, IT, electrical engineering, and such would all be taken and hard to come by. Turns out, not so.
The state of the workforce, technical workforce, in emerging technical fields is pretty dire nationwide. And of course, lasers and fiber optics is one of those emerging techs where we feel a huge shortage and huge need of qualified personnel.
We're at the Laser Tech Center at Indian River State College, just a short walk from our WQCS studios.
My name is Natalia Chekhovskaya-Kearney. I'm Associate Director of the National Science Foundation Advanced Technological Center that focuses on development of the workforce in lasers and fiber optics. So the center is called Laser Tech.
She says, according to the Department of Labor,
we need about 1,700 technicians in this field annually.
But currently, there are only about 400 to 500 entering the workforce each year. The reason why there is such a major shortage?
It did go from science fiction to real life pretty quickly, and engineers did a great job to make it available for us regular consumers, but now we are not sure who's going to maintain it.
Laser Tech has six different labs that offer hands-on practical experience. We start out in the photonics lab. It's a dramatic black room with mirrors and lasers. A life-size cutout of Darth Vader greets us at the door. Photonics is the study of light, and out of that comes the laser, which is used in communications, manufacturing, healthcare, industrial applications.
Today, we are cutting it with it, we're engraving it with it, we're welding with it, we're doing all of the military applications.
We diagnose and treat people with it, we explore space with it. And in the photonics lab, lasers are all around us. Professor Paul Godfrey, who specializes in electronics and robotics, uses a spray called professional haze to reveal a thin red beam of light.
Well, you can't see the laser beam in the air. You can, you know, put your hand here and see that it's there. So this just simply provides a little artificial cloud, so to speak, so you can then see it.
Laser Tech student Evan Robertson joins us in the photonics lab.
I'm currently a student at IRSC in the Electronics Engineering Technology program. I do have a passion for photonics and biomedical engineering. One of the things that really catches my attention is total internal reflection. That's how we use fiber optics and we're able to send information so quickly.
Next, we move to Professor Godfrey's robotics lab.
So this was built by students.
Robotics in action.
Now we take a trip over to the fiber optics lab.
As a matter of fact, a company called PCS Fiber, a local contractor in fiber, they helped us design our fiber optics lab. They did the layout. They contributed with the equipment.
So when graduates are out in the field actually using all of this technology,
they know how to work with it.
Part of the program includes working with middle and high school students through an ongoing year-round series of 8-week-long boot camps.
Where students have an opportunity just to try out if it's their calling or not.
Local schools often visit on field trips, and Laser Tech offers them remote Skype sessions, which rely on the same technologies they teach.
A little camera.
Camera is a video, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and right. A screen, you know, or the projector. You know, all of that is going to be enabled by photonics. Yeah, or telecommunications, you know, bringing that signal is going to go through fiber optic, most likely.
Learn more by following the link at this story at WQCS.org. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.